From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Welcome back to Varsity Vibes. We got baseball up on deck. Finally, spring season has arrived. We're going to start things off with a little bit of a recap of playoffs of last year's baseball and looking at how those teams are doing, as well as some teams that have really improved from last year moving into this new season, as it's still very young, a lot to go over. We're going to start in Division I of the playoffs last year. Corona, Norco, and Corona Centennial, as well as Vista Murrieta, were the county's representatives for that top bracket. Norco made it into the quarterfinals before a 2-0 loss versus the Corona Panthers. Centennial lost in round 1 9-2 versus Norco. Vista Murrieta was dealt with by St. John Bosco in round 2 by a score of 5-4, and Corona fell to Bosco in the semifinals 2-0. This year, Norco ranked 15th in the state and has outscored opponents 28-5. Great and fantastic defense on their end. They sit at 4-1 with the lone loss being 3-2 in a narrow game versus Corona, in their most recent one as well. Norco is led by Dylan Seward, who is batting a ridiculous .562 with a home run to his name as well and an on-base percentage of .650. Centennial, on the other hand, has dropped to 81st in California with a 5-2 record. After a three-game series that they had with Roosevelt, they split it 2-1 in favor of Corona. Vista Murrieta, they had a steep fall off in 2026, starting off 2-2-2. They are officially ranked 204th in the state, a very far fall after an 0-2-2 start, but are possibly finding their stride now with back-to-back wins. Finally, Corona is 4-0 and cruising, 29-5 in favor of them for runs on the season and multiple double-digit victories as well, heading into their league play now. Corona is led by star player Danny De La Torre, who is batting, and this is not a mistake, .857 on the season with 2 home runs and a .933 on-base percentage. Absolutely ludicrous numbers from the Corona star. We're going to hop down now to Division 2. Palm Desert stood as the one team, and that's how many games they played in the postseason as well, a one and done from the Aztecs after a narrow 4-3 loss to the eventual champions, the West Ranch Wildcats. Now in 2026, they sit at a rough 3-3 after being outscored 16-20 in those first five games and a ranking of 221 for them on the season. In Division 3, there was a semifinalist from the county, that being Temecula Valley. The Golden Grizzlies went on a very nice postseason run with victories over St. Paul, Great Oak, and Castaic before their loss to the eventual champion Glendora, 5-7. So a lot of these Riverside teams falling to the eventual champions, that's a little bit of a bright spot in these playoff losses. This year, Temecula Valley is 1-2 after starting with back-to-back losses to Modern Day and Rancho Bernardo. A team that finished with 19 wins and 86th ranked needs to pick things up after a lackluster start. In Division 4, three teams battled it out: Murrieta Mesa, La Quinta, and Linfield Christian. La Quinta and Linfield Christian were both first-round exits, losing to Thousand Oaks 5-1 and Sonora 3-2, respectively. La Quinta is creeping near the top 100 this year, sitting at 113 after a solid 4-3-1 start thanks to an undefeated 3-0 record at home. You got to defend home turf, and they're doing a great job at that. Linfield Christian, on the other hand, is just flat-out perfect. 4-0 with an impressive start, including an 18-8 win over Whittier Christian earlier in the season and a 14-0 win over Murrieta Mesa. Speaking of Mesa, their playoffs last year ended 9-3 in round 2 versus Saugus, and they have not found any rhythm this year, alternating wins and losses en route to a 99th ranking and a 4-3 overall record. Division 5 held three teams as well: Hillcrest, Moreno Valley, and Riverside Poly. The Trojans made it the farthest after a quarterfinal loss 7-2 to St. Anthony, who was the runner-up in that bracket. The Vikings fell to Camarillo, who was a semifinalist in round 2 by a score of 6-2, and Poly fell in that same round to Long Beach Poly after a 7-0 win against Wainimi to start their postseason run. In 2026, Hillcrest is a flat 4-4, but get this, a 26-5 win versus Norte Vista, a ridiculous score, is definitely something to look back on for this team as they try to build past that 500 record. Moreno Valley is killing it this year, a huge jump up to 52nd in state and a 5-2 record. When they win, scores combined have been 57-12, really dominant when they're able to pull off a victory. But when they lose badly. A 10-3 loss to Valley View and a 24-1 loss to Vista Murrieta. Last, Pauley, a jump up to 128 and a solid 4-2 start, outscoring opponents 23-2 in their last two games, undefeated 3-0 at home. Now, Division 6 had Rancho Mirage and Shadow Hills hitting the field. Mirage would reach the semifinals and lost by a score of 4-3 to the eventual champions, the Estancia Eagles. Meanwhile, Shadow Hills fell in round 2, 24-1 to Santa Monica. A win would have pitted the two against each other in the quarterfinals, but in the new season, a brutal 1-6 start for the Rattlers includes two losses in extra innings, the Knights not faring any better after giving up 5 straight losses following a 2-0 start, both teams skidding into the new year. Now, in Division 7, Coachella Valley and Indio both 1-done with losses to Channel Islands and Silverado. This year, they are 0-3 in a 4-20 run differential hole. This is Coachella Valley. And Indio is stumbling around with a 4-4 record. Can't really figure out if momentum is going with them or against them. In Division 8, Temecula Prep Patriots off to a 1-done to Valencia, 11-6. They now sit at 2-4 and winless at home in the new season. And then Division 9 had no teams from Riverside County. So that wraps up the playoffs of last year, but there's a few teams we still want to make note of. A couple of them are making some noise in the southern section, and we're going to bring them into this recap mix as well. To start 2026, nobody in Riverside County, and I mean nobody, is better than Chaparral. Ranked 11th in the state, one of the top teams, an absolute machine, has started 5-0, but now 2 losses in a row. But taking a look, they've outscored opponents over triple, 67-21 in favor of Chaparral, averaging nearly 10 runs a game if you do the math. However, that is largely charged by a 23-0 win and 19-4 win. So overall, very high scoring for them, and they're off to a fantastic start. The losses aren't looking good, but they got to just pick things back up a little bit. Not worried for the 11th-ranked team in the state. They have great hitting top to bottom, and that's what leads this team. But the biggest narrative for them is getting on base. 0 home runs, so it's all been in the park work for the Pumas. Not to mention very solid pitching, starting with double-digit strikeouts in their opening games. We also wanted to bring King into the mix. King is 18th in the state, a very impressive 7-1 on the season, largely in part to their pitcher Michael Lamb, who is holding a 2.33 ERA. The team is undefeated on the road and just keeps on winning. The lone loss being an 8-7 final score. This team is well-rounded and playing fantastic baseball. Also on a heater to start things off, posting 7 wins and 0 losses, but they do have 1 tie, so not quite undefeated, through 8 games. Simply put, this team scores, and a lot. Over 10 runs per game, holding 99 runs already on the season. Their best win, a 17-0 squash versus Cathedral City. This team is only ranked 74th, but I expect that to change as they continue to hammer away at the win column on this season. Lastly, we have Valley View, one of the final undefeated teams left ranked at 26th. That perfect record, not backed up by flashy stats such as the previous team, only a 56-27 run differential. Even statistically, nothing jumps out at you with the team, but they're undefeated to say the least. The Eagles are just playing smart and effective baseball, doing exactly what needs to be done to win. So there's a handful of great teams here in Riverside County, a bunch in the top 100, a couple in the top 20 that we just talked about. There's a lot of teams that can make more postseason noise. Even though Riverside was very successful last year in the playoffs, they didn't bring home a title, but there's a handful of runner-ups or semi-finalists. So it's a good outlook as this spring season is just getting started here. Baseball, we have boys volleyball coming up as well, and track and field that we're going to talk about here on Varsity Vibes. So stay tuned throughout this spring season. We're excited to get things going here. into the next phase of sports of the high school year. You're on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.